You got him down?
Is he asleep? Good. I put the cold stuff away. The rest can just sit on the counter for a minute. I don't really care. What? Yeah, I'm mad. Not at you. Or, I mean, not only at you. I don't even know. I just feel like my brain is on fire. Can you just sit down? No, not over there. Here, on the couch. I need you close if we're gonna do this. Okay. What? Am I that scary? Can you please just let me talk? Okay. So, I'm gonna say everything in one go. And I need you to just listen for a minute before you jump in, okay? No, I'm serious. Let me get this whole thing out. Okay. So, at the store, I heard her. I wasn't spying. I just came around the corner and she was already halfway through her little speech.
I've been so worried about you. She baby trapped you. She treated you like trash in high school. I know you had a thing for me. I could rescue you. Rescue you, she said.
You know how that sounded? No? It sounded like she thought I was some villain you were, like, stuck with. Like you're living in some hostage situation and the baby, our baby, is the chain. I know you didn't say those words. She did. I'm not accusing you of calling me that. But you didn't exactly shut her down either, because you were just standing there, frozen. Yes. Yeah, I know you were shocked. I would have been too. I get that. I'm not saying you should have delivered a whole speech about loving me in the diaper aisle. But you need to understand where I was today before we even stepped into that store, okay? I've already been feeling off. Not sick. Not like the fever night when the baby was up all night. Just like off. My body feels weird. I'm more tired than usual. I wake up already done for the day. This morning, I went to put on my jeans. The ones I wore last week. Same jeans. Same drawer, same everything. They wouldn't zip. I just stood there in front of the mirror holding the zipper and it would not go up at all. It made no sense. I haven't changed what I'm eating. I've actually lost all the baby weight. I've seen it on the scale. I felt better in my clothes and then suddenly, out of nowhere, my own jeans are like, nope, sorry, you don't fit anymore. Sounds so dumb, it's just pants, but it hit me way harder than it should have. I started thinking, like, what did I do wrong now? Is there something wrong with me, with my body? Am I just gonna keep changing and losing control over it forever? I already felt gross. I felt like I was failing. Then we go out. She shows up. She looks put together. Hair done, makeup on, cute outfit, like she walked out of a lifestyle ad. Not a stain on her, not a dark circle under her eyes. And she opens her mouth and starts talking like she knows everything about us. That I trapped you, that you're not really happy, that you used to like her. Of course, that made it worse. No. Stop protesting. I know you had a thing for her. I'm not stupid. I can read between the lines. Hearing her say it out loud like she was cashing it in. It sucked. It made me feel like you settled. Like if things had gone differently, if she had said yes back then, you'd be with her instead. Happy. Clean. No. messy, bully girl with all the baggage. And I'd just be some story you tell about the time your life almost went sideways. I'm not saying that's true. I'm saying that's what it felt like in that moment. And she said, baby trapped. Like, that's the kind of person I am. Like, I sat down and came up with some scheme. I know, I'll get pregnant on purpose to force him to stay with me. That's not what happened. You know that. I know that. But, I mean, clearly, there are people out there who don't. And I would be lying if I said it never crossed my mind that other people might be thinking it. That your parents might have thought it. That your mom still might think it. So, hearing it out loud in the middle of the store from someone who used to be really close to you, I mean, yeah, it hit me. I felt like the worst version of myself all over again. Like the girl who used you in high school. The one who didn't care how she made you feel. The one I've been trying to move away from. I've worked so hard not to be that person anymore. And in 2 minutes, she reduced me to that. Do you get why I shut down? Do you see why I couldn't talk about this in the car? If I had opened my mouth right then, I would have either screamed or sobbed. And neither of those sounded good with the baby in the back seat, so I waited till now. And now, I need to ask you something, and I need you to be honest. Do you regret this? Not him, obviously. I know you love your son. I mean, this, me, us, like living together, being a family. Is any part of you sitting here thinking she was right? You don't have to give me some big, heroic speech. I just need the truth. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Can you say it again? No, I'm not making fun of you. I just need to hear it more than once. You love me. You don't feel trapped. You don't want her. You chose this. You chose me. Even knowing who I was back then, even knowing I was your bully for years, you see who I am now. Okay. I do believe you. Mostly, just anything she hit a raw spot. Stuff I already worry about, I guess. And I hate that she got in my head at all. I hate that she had that much power over, like, my mood. I don't want to be that person either. I don't want to be petty and jealous and insecure all the time. But I'm in love with you. Like, fully. So when someone shows up and acts like you're just enduring me until something better comes along, it messes with me. I don't want to be the mistake he's stuck with because of the baby. I want to be the person you want even if there was no baby. I want to be the person you choose in an empty room with no pressure and no obligation. I know you keep saying that's what I am to you. I'm trying to let that sink in. You're being really patient with me right now, and I can see that. I'm sorry I came in hot. I'm sorry I made that face and went cold. You didn't deserve to get ice treatment. I just needed a minute to not explode. What? No, you don't have to fix it. I don't want some grand gesture. I just want you here saying what you're saying right now. You love me. You're here because you want to be. You wouldn't leave if she snapped her fingers and offered you a do-over. You're not thinking about her. You're thinking about us, your family. I love you too, by the way. I know I say it, but not as much as I feel it. Half the time I get weird and turn it into a joke because I don't want to sound cheesy, but I mean it. A lot. Can you just stay close to me tonight? I don't need a plan. I don't need a speech. I just want you right next to me. If I start spiraling again, I'll tell you. I won't shut you out. And maybe if I try on those jeans again tomorrow and they still don't fit, don't say anything. Just hand me the stretchy pants and give me a kiss, okay? I'm serious. I'm tired. Emotionally cooked. Let's just go snuggle on the couch. No, let's go check on him. Let's watch him sleep. Then let's come back and just sit. No talking, no old best friends, no what ifs, just us. Because I want you. I want him. I want the boring everyday stuff. I want to build a life with you, even if my brain freaks out sometimes. You're my person. And I'm not letting some girl in the diaper aisle ruin that.